Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Doncic looking. Castle right with him. Doncic a three. Puts it in! Luka Doncic from downtown, and the Lakers' first lead of the fourth quarter.
This is You Better You Bet with Nick Kostos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
My fellow Fordham Ram, Mike Breen on the call last night. What a game between the Lakers and the San Antonio Spurs. Luka and company winning 118-116 and thus covering the spread for those of us that bet the Lakers. Like me. We'll talk about last night in the NBA in a second. We want to tell you, our listeners and viewers, to go for the end zone without breaking a sweat. With today's Pro Football No Sweat Token, you'll get your stake back in bonus bets if your wager doesn't win. Make it legendary with BetMGM. Download the BetMGM app and please gamble responsibly. And don't forget to download and subscribe to You Better You Bet in podcast form. You can check out the whole show, anything you might have missed, including Femi's Hour, where he talked about the bet he made for NFL Offensive Rookie of the Year. Search You Bet wherever you find your podcast. And check us out on YouTube and Twitch as well. Okay. So the Lakers take care of business last night, beat the San Antonio Spurs. And, you know, I'll pat myself on the back when things go well and tell you when things go poorly, like this past Sunday in the NFL was really not great. But I did nail the handicap last night of the Lakers and the Spurs. What I said was, and we'll start with the Lakers, but just need to say this as far as the game goes. The Lakers saw what the Suns did on Sunday defending Victor Wembanyama. And I said this in the Power Hour yesterday when I was handicapping the game. The way that Phoenix, which is not going to be confuse anyone with like the bad boy Detroit Pistons as far as defensive intensity goes, but the way the Suns defended Victor Wembanyama this weekend that led to Wemby's worst performance of the year, and the Spurs' first loss of the year, which was to constantly, as soon as he gets the ball, double him and do like the E. Honda from Street Fighter and just like you move your hand really fast and just hit him as many times as you can before the referee blows his whistle and hope that the whistle doesn't get blown. And as an aside on that for Wemby, I'm curious how this is going to turn out, where it's almost like Wemby, and he's not as big as, I was going to use a word that's really bad, that rhymes with quick. He's not as big as Shaq was. I'll say it. Thick. As Shaquille O'Neal was. But it kind of feels like Wemby, in the same way that Shaq would get officiated a little differently, where Shaq was so big, so thick, that he wouldn't be able to get away with stuff that smaller centers were. And he would get absolutely like the crap beaten out of him, and fouls wouldn't get called. And it would be, well, like, what are we supposed to do? Like, you're so big. So thick. Has Wemby entered that zone where, like, you can foul Wemby more than you could foul, like, other big men, and it's not going to get called? We're very early in the process here. But watching this game last night, like, Wemby's getting fouled, and, like, it's not getting called. And I'm curious if that's going to be something that plays out moving forward. As far as the Lakers are concerned, I actually think this is the most impressive team in the league so far this season. And like the Thunder have a better record, and bad night, by the way, for the Nick Kostos 70 agenda, the double 70, as the Thunder lose and the Brooklyn Nets win. And that was my NBA loss last night. I bet the Pacers and the Nets beat them outright. tough scenes for your boy. Did go 2-1 last night in the NBA, but that was a terrible bet by me as the Nets outright beat the Indiana Pacers. I think the Lakers' start to the season is as impressive as it gets, where LeBron hasn't played a game, Luka's missed time, Reeves has now missed time, and they don't miss a beat. It's like when Luka's the only one in the lineup out of the big three, he dominates. Same with Reeves. When he's the only one in the lineup, he dominates. And when none of them play, Nick Smith dominates. You might be asking yourself, who the hell is Nick Smith? I'll be honest. I have no idea. J.J. Redick, oh man. I was about to say organically. This is how you know, like, this line has jumped the shark. I was going to say, like, unironically, J.J. Redick might be him. I've got grays in my beard. Like, I shouldn't be saying things like this, but J.J. Redick might be him as far as NBA head coaches though go. J.J. Redick is somehow both next and now, as a tip of the cap to the real ones, the listeners and viewers here on You Better You Bet, it's an unbelievable coach. Like, how else do you explain what this has been? How they've gotten to 7-2 without LeBron, Luka's in and out, Austin Reeves is in and out. It's incredible what they've done. And Luka's obviously magnificent last night. Luka is magnificent, and he looks like he's in way better shape. And Luka had 5 steals and 2 blocks last night, which shows you that he's giving a damn on the defensive side of the ball. Like, he's putting the effort in on defense. It's not just the points and the rebounds and the dimes for Luka. He's trying on defense. That's a credit both to him and to his coach, J.J. Redick. It's wild. It's not just Luka. Austin Reeves has been an absolute stud this year. They've gotten the job done here. Look at the box score of last night's game. Marcus Smart scored 17 points. What year is this? Ayton with 22. Jake LaRavia continues to play well for the LA Lakers. J.J. Redick is absolutely crushing it. Crushing it right now. And it's forcing me to have a conversation, right, with myself and with you, our audience. Because coming into the year, and even last week, I was saying on the show, the Lakers can't win the Western Conference. They can't win the NBA championship. So I think they should trade LeBron James, which you might hear and go, oh, what a hot take. Like, saying it for clicks. Okay, like, I thought I explained it pretty well, where if you can't win, and LeBron's contract is up after this year, and you've got 2 max guys in Luka and Austin Reeves, and Reeves is going to be a max guy after this year, then why would you keep LeBron if you're not going to win? Trade him and get some assets that you can use to build the team moving forward around Luka and around Austin Reeves. I think what's happened, though, thus far for the LA Lakers, and how well they've played, and how Redick is Frankenstein this all together, I think, like, you need to see how it looks with LeBron when he comes back. Is the Lakers ceiling, probably not, right, to compete with the Thunder, but is the Lakers ceiling, like, to be one of the very best teams in the West where you can actually say, come trade deadline time, like, yeah, like, let's roll the dice and see how this goes. And maybe we can compete with the Nuggets. Maybe we can compete with the Thunder. I still don't think they can, but I think if this is what it's going to be, then you at least have to see. You at least have to see. My best guess is that they are going to fall short of that. And I still think what's going to be in the best long-term interest of the Lakers is to move on from LeBron James and trade LeBron to a team that actually has a chance to win the championship this year, probably a team in the East. Maybe it's Cleveland. Maybe it's my Knicks. Who the hell knows? We'll see. But to give LeBron a chance to win a championship and recoup and get some assets that you can use to build this going forward. But even with that being said, that's a conversation for a couple months from now. What the Lakers have done thus far this season is absolutely incredible. Now, after the game, Victor Wembanyama did say in his post-game media that he knows now, like, this is how he's going to get defended. And he referenced the Suns game and how Phoenix defended him, how the Lakers basically defended him the same way. Like, teams are not focused now on having just their tallest guy on Victor Wembanyama. It's not that now. It's, we're going to flood body. We're going to send bodies to you. We're going to get you off your spot. We're going to foul you. We're going to make you uncomfortable. And Wembanyama fouls out of the game with 1:40 to go. and Julian Champagny ends up shooting free throws at the end of the game. And when I see his name, all I can think about is the way Christopher Walken in that famous SNL series of skits says Champagne. That should be how you pronounce his name, but it's Champagny. And he misses the free throw, and then they don't get the rebound on the second miss. The Spurs will eventually figure it out. Like, how to, like, free Wemby of this, how to get Wemby going. And when Dylan Harper comes back and De'Aaron Fox is integrated, like, it's going to look way better than it's looked. But in the short term, I think Victor Wembanyama, like, points props will be fascinating. And the Spurs betting markets will be fascinating as well. Because it looks like, at least for the short term, there's a blueprint to slow down the great Victor Wembanyama. You better you bet on this Thursday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Last note on the NBA for today. The Memphis Grizzlies lose last night by 15 at home to the Houston Rockets. And Houston has been so damn good this year. And, like, candidly, like, we need to talk a little bit about the Rockets at some point on the show. Kevin Durant only scores 11, and it doesn't make a difference because Amen Thompson scores 28 and Şengün scores 20. And I said before the year, Kevin Durant can't be the best player on the Rockets and the Rockets win the title. Amen Thompson needs to take that step. And Femi actually really likes Şengün to possibly take that step. Maybe it's both. Houston has been so impressive. But the story of that game is not the Houston Rockets. It's the Memphis Grizzlies, and it's Ja Morant. And Ja suspended, you know, last weekend for contract detrimental to the team because he gets called out by Tomas Isolo, the head coach of Memphis, who took over last year when they fired Taylor Jenkins with 9 games left in the season, and Isolo in his first year full-time as Grizzlies head coach. And Isolo comes from the European background, and he has said this publicly, where he believes that if someone is not giving maximum effort, everyone sees it, so we're going to call it out. And he calls Ja Morant out in front of the team, and Ja doesn't respond well, and they suspend Ja for a game. And then Ja says in his first game back, do you still have your joy? And Ja says, no. And everyone in the media wants to turn this into a Ja Morant thing, like Ja versus Isolo. Well, here's what I would challenge people to check out. Like, watch last night's game, or watch the highlights of the game, or just look at the box score. Jaren Jackson Jr., who is Memphis's other franchise player, took 6 shots last night in the game. 6. I want someone to watch the Memphis Grizzlies play and tell me that they all look disinterested right now. And maybe it's the new offense being implemented by Isolo, this read and react offense that the Heat are running also right now with Eric Spoelstra. Maybe they just don't know what they're doing. Or maybe none of them like the coach. Maybe that's what it is. I am not going to say that the Grizzlies need to fire Isolo way too early. And a lot of people that are really smart with basketball think he's really good. I am also not going to say the Grizzlies should just trade Ja Morant willy-nilly. Like, Ja's too good at his best. But they've got to figure this out. And now. And yesterday, they've got to figure this out. Because right now, to me, you watch this team play, it looks like they're pretty close to letting go of the rope. They're disinterested. The effort's not there. And when your best players don't give a damn, how do you think it's going to go the rest of the year for the Memphis Grizzlies? Final hour, Power Hour coming up next. We'll give you all our bets for Thursday Night Football. Jay Croucher of NBC Sports kicks it off.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.